Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Orioles lose yesterday 7-6, and Gunnar Henderson finally got going a little bit offensively as he went 3-for-5, including a triple. He did boot a ground ball in the game as well. We've seen in the past, Jason, that they bring guys back quickly when they get hurt. We could go through the line of Gausser and Westberg, etc. Did they do it again? Jorge Mateo is another one. Did they do it again with Gunnar Henderson?
I mean, it's a fair question to ask.
Thank you.
That's their way. And remember, this guy played in a couple of Grapefruit League games, got shut down indefinitely. They talked about him getting back into Grapefruit League games. It never happened. He does a little bit of extended spring training, basically a weekend, you know, with the Norfolk Tides. A
couple of bombs.
Then they've got an off day, and then like one more with the Tides. And then he was here for the home opener. He had no spring training. This is someone who really needed to get in some time improving their sort of fundamentals at shortstop. And just from a hitting perspective, when you haven't faced major league pitching in competitive environments for the entire offseason, and then you barely get any spring training games, and then you're getting early season AAA pitching that isn't even really built up yet, and it's cold. And I mean, I think it was a big ask, and I think the numbers bear that out. I mean, Gunnar Henderson's in the bottom 4th percentile in strike and K rate. He's in the bottom 12th percentile in whiff rate. He's not walking at all. He's not seeing the ball that well. Now, when he makes contact, he's destroying it. But even with him sitting there in the 100th percentile in average exit velocity and 100th percentile in hard hit rate, his expected weighted on base average is in the bottom 24th percentile. His expected slug is in the bottom 36th percentile. He's chasing way more than we're accustomed to, and he hasn't looked good at shortstop. So do I think they panicked? Do I think they felt the heat? Do I think they knew that the schedule's real this year and they don't have any pitching? And so let's get him out there, and it can't be worse than Mateo, because we didn't give him time to be built up before we threw him into center field, let alone shortstop. And they know Jackson Holliday's not a shortstop, as much as they're willing to dabble there enough to kind of wet the whistle. There's no way you could play him every day at shortstop, not with this pitching staff and the way balls get put into play. So, yeah, I think they rushed him back.
I think that's part of the issue, though, where I wonder if it would have been different, and maybe it wouldn't have been, but if Mateo was healthy heading into the season. That way, okay, you can just have him every day at shortstop, and it gives you
I still
a little
go back
time.
To, is 2 weeks of Leivon Soto the end of the world?
Well, there's that, too.
I don't know. Like, the one thing I push back a little, I don't know that it's panic as much as it's what they do. Like, we've got example after example after example of they just bring guys back before they even get to work up a sweat in a rehab assignment.
Well, how's it working out for him?
It's not working out well. Give me an example where it has worked out well, but this is what they do.
I mean, the one that sticks out is I feel like Mountcastle after the vertigo was like down there for a minute, and then he had the game against Minnesota right before the All-Star break, and then he had a prolonged time off for the All-Star break, and then he was pretty good in the second half. Like, that was another one where I was like, wow, he's coming back already. But no, it usually doesn't. And this player is too important, and the season is too long.
And of course, he's going to fight to come back.
Of course, he's a 22-year-old, 23-year-old thoroughbred. But that's where the adults have to have a plan in place. And this isn't Gunnar Henderson. Yesterday, much better sort of showing. But like, and here's the other part of it. And we talked about this in real time. This is not Monday morning quarterbacking it. Why does he have to go right into the one hole?
You could put Cedric in the one hole and put him somewhere else. Cedric is hitting.
He's not having, like, to expect him to come back and have the kind of quality at-bats that we're used to after, again, having not seen real major league quality pitching since the end of the playoffs. I don't know why it's got to be that. I don't know why there's not, like, more of a modicum of, like, in between than extremes. Okay, if we're going to bring him back after only playing, like, four games at AAA and having no spring training, then let's bat him fifth or sixth or whatever and let him look at some at-bats and let him... Why does he have to be the first guy to see the pitcher?
Because he earned that spot, Jason.
And we're going to give it back to him, but like, let's also help the team and help him at the same time.
Yeah. No, I'm completely with you.
I mean, and how many days was he here before he was DHing? It wasn't many.
I think it was only one.
Exactly. So what does that tell you?
And he only DH'd two times all of last year.
And we're here for that. Yeah. But how about you just give him what he needs down there and then bring him up here when maybe he's a little closer to Gunnar Henderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like he did not look right in Arizona during that series.
I mean, he's got a 5.23 OPS. It is what it is. I mean, it's only 35 plate appearances, but he's not walking. He's chasing. He's not himself. He's not Gunnar Henderson. It takes time to get tuned up back to that level. And I'm not saying you got to wait till he's 100% Gunnar Henderson, but again, weekend at Bernie's, I'm not sure that's going to do the trick.
Do you think yesterday, though, is a sign of that?
I hope.
He's rounding himself into form.
And him being 100%, like him scorching balls, you'd have to think that bodes well.
Yeah.
But it's the strikeouts for me. And there's been a couple in which he's gotten squeezed on, but yeah, some of them are just bad.
Orioles lose 7-6 in 10 innings yesterday. They are off today, start a three-game series against the Cleveland Guardians tomorrow. 7 o'clock start time tomorrow because it's a nationally televised game. That means BBT at 6 live from Pickles and right here on 105.7 The Fan. And coming up next, we'll get to our TWIB notes and update you on what happened in the Bronx, Yankees, and Giants. Also, the battle of the Sox did not go the way that you may have expected. TWIB notes next here on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.